My dear Pa, just a line to say how very pleased I was to hear from Mummy that you had met my wife. As far as I could gather from Mummy's letters, you were favourably impressed and liked her. At any rate, she wrote and told me you were extremely nice to her, and I only hope you really understand that she is anything but the average chorus girl. I also hope that the interview you had made you feel that it will not be so hard as you previously imagined it would be, to befriend her and get to know her properly. I have known her so long now, and I think I'm in a position to judge, and I'm quite certain you will, that if you ever really get to know her, as I most sincerely hope you will, find her the most lovable person and refined as you could possibly wish. She wrote me a letter by the mail after going to tea at Hill Street, and couldn't say enough about it. She understands every bit as I do, how you have been hurt over it all, especially over the way the marriage became known to you. And I am quite sure you know that we would have given anything rather than that it should have been brought to your notice in the sudden and unpleasant way it was. The flying corps transfer is all right, and I am due to report for duty in about a fortnight, according to the last letter I had from the colonel. I then hope to get home and learn after 2 or 3 months observing work. That was great news about the Zeppelin being brought down off the estuary of the Thames. I wonder if it will be worth their while trying to salvage it, or whether it will be too smashed up. I'm afraid it will be, as she seems to have been hit hard in the tail feathers. It's very quiet here, and we have no really exciting news. I feel I expect you know more about what is happening at the front in general than we do. James Balfour is here too, Lady Nina's eldest son. He was on his way up, but was occupying a hut with an unfortunate brother officer who started measles, and so now is forced to keep out of the mess and either stay in his hut or sit out of doors. As we are having perfect weather, this is perhaps no great hardship. It has really been too wonderful the last few days, and I really hope it will keep it up. Goodbye, Pa, and best love. Ever your affectionate son, Roland.